Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. It is Parshas Kisavo, and the title of the shiur may have been announced differently than, upon reflection, the title should be. So, the official title for this shiur is "The Rewards of Joy," and we're going to talk about Simcha in this week's Parsha. And some thoughts about it and what it means in on a spiritual level and what it means to people who are in recovery. So first of all, it's very interesting. The beginning of the parasha starts out with a discussion about the bikurim, the first fruits. So a person sees the first fruits coming in, and obviously it's a very joyous moment in an agricultural society. Basically, you're going to live well or not live well based on how things grow. So it's a pretty important development to see the first fruits coming in. And at that moment of great joy, a person dedicates those first fruits, you know, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically sharing in the joy and being thankful at the crop, at the benefit that's coming his way. Rabbeinu Bechaye makes a very interesting point, which is that it's not just about fruits. You know, again, Eretz Yisrael was primarily an agricultural society and culture, so that the way in which the first fruits were recognized was with items that grow. But he says that any talent that a person has is really bikurim, and that one should in some way celebrate and rejoice and use that talent, particularly in service. He doesn't even say in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says one should just celebrate it and use it and enjoy it because it's a gift from Hashem. So I'll just quote you what he says. It's in the beginning of the parasha. Kaved Hashem mehoinecho, honor Hashem from your wealth, mimash hanayocho, what he gives you to benefit, kolomar mikol mashu mahana osho, anything that Hashem gives you to benefit, v'nosin l'chol yishon al shar b'nei adam, and gives you extra over other people, yesh l'chol l'hodos l'fonov, one should be thankful before him. K'goin misha rosh yesh l'chol orif, for example, someone who sees that he has a pleasant voice, Rabbeinu Bechaye says that a person should sing. And similarly, with many other qualities, if you have a special quality, this is bikurim, right? If you have a special quality and it's really Hashem is giving you something that you have over somebody else, this is your first fruit, and you should celebrate it, and you should enjoy it, and capitalize on it in some particular way. So that in and of itself is a kind of expression of joy, which I think has a tremendous meaning. But let's go on, because the Torah says more about joy in this week's parsha. Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Mem Zayin, part of the prediction of klolos and travail that are going to befall the Jewish people who did not serve Hashem properly. The Pasuk says, Tachas asher lo avadto es Hashem elokecho, because you did not serve Hashem, b'simcha, in joy, uv'tuv levav, and in good heart, meirov kol, when you had everything, when you had abundance. So the people use this pasuk, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, people use this pasuk to say that you see it's an inyan that you have to serve Hashem with joy, that you need to serve Hashem with simcha, because it says tachas asher lo avadto es Hashem elokecho besimcha. Now I have to confess, I'm a bit of a kalta litvak, even though from my mother's side I'm a Chernobyl enikel, but my father went to Chaim Berlin. In the yeshivas I went to were in the brisker style of learning. You know, this chassidish stuff about ivdu es Hashem besimcha, I don't know exactly where it came from, because the Pshuto Shal Mikra really isn't saying that it's a mitzvah to serve Hashem b'simcha. The Pshuto Shal Mikra is saying that when you had everything, when you had all that abundance and joy, and you didn't serve Hashem then while you had it easy, now you have a punishment, and now you're going to have to try to serve Hashem even under terrible duress. So in other words, the Pasuk really isn't saying that this is a punishment for not serving Hashem b'simcha. The Pasuk is saying this is a punishment for not serving Hashem when you were b'simcha. The simcha itself, not particularly a mitzvah. That's the pshuto shel mikra. And Rashi and the Sifsi Chachamim seem to say that too. Rashi says, meirov kol, ba'od shaylecha kol tuv, when you had everything good. That's all he's saying. And Sifsi Chachamim elaborates, he says, Asa mem meirov kamo beis. The mem meirov is really beis. And he says, like, mi sinai means b'sinai, meaning that it means be a kol tuv. You had everything, and you sort of served Hashem when you had everything. Not that it's a particular mitzvah to serve Hashem with joy. However, not, the litvaks aren't always right, as we're going to see in a minute, because Rabbeinu Bechaye is very explicit that there was a taina on the Jews for not serving Hashem with simcha. And he goes on to say that simcha itself in the act of the mitzvah is a mitzvah alone. So let's take a look. Ashimenu hakosov, this is Rabbeinu Bechaye, the Torah finds them guilty, ba'ovdu Hashem Yisbarach, when they served Hashem, v'lohoysa avoda b'simcha, and the worship was not with joy. Lefi shechayev ha'odam ala simcha v'his asako b'mitzvos. A man is obligated in joy when he's involved in the mitzvos. V'hasimcha b'maisa ha'mitzvah, mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. And the joy in the act of the mitzvah is a mitzvah in and of itself. Milvad ha'sachar she'yesho ala mitzvah. Aside from the reward that he has for the mitzvah, yesh lo sachar al ha'simcha. He has joy also on, he has reward also for the joy. Al-kein yanish bekan. Therefore, here he's being punished. L'misha ovod avodas ha-mitzvah, k'shelo asoa b'simcha. Someone who does the worship of the mitzvah, who does the service of the mitzvah, not doing it with joy. L'chein sarv she'asa odam ha-mitzvah b'simcha, u'bekavana shleima. Interesting last sentence. He says, therefore, a person should do a mitzvah with joy and full kavana. Interesting that he adds that at the end, full kavana. It's really a non sequitur, right? He was talking about it's a mitzvah to do the mitzvah with joy. It's a separate mitzvah. He should end off and say that he should do the mitzvah b'simcha. Why does he add kavana shleima? Why does he add that? It really doesn't belong. So apparently, it must be that doing it b'simcha itself is a chelik of the kavana. It has to be that's part of the kavana. Meaning, if you do it with great joy, then you'll have greater kavana and full kavana. And it has to be what Rabbeinu Bechaye means. So again, you look at that sentence, and he's saying, L'chein tzor she'asa odom ha-mitzvah b'simcha, a person has to do a mitzvah b'simcha uvo kavana shleima, with full intent. The full intent will come when you're joyous, because if you're joyous, you're fully committed to the mitzvah, right? So if you're joyous, then you are fully committed to the process of the mitzvah, and that itself is an enhancement and a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Now, let's take a look at what the Nefesh HaChaim has to say about simcha and mitzvah, right? So let's take a look here. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph, that is, yes, it's Shar Aleph, Perek Zion, what does he have to say? This is a bit of an arichus, but let's follow it through. He says that Ayidei Hanishmas Chaim Shabo, through the neshama that's in a person, kfi tnuos chiyuso untiyuso, as he moves and lives, kein ha'inyan shekon tiyas hakochos alonos asidri merkava. So too, everything, all the other worlds, whatever they are, and the Merkava, which is kind of like the heavenly process, they all are influenced by the movements of the neshama of the person. Tikunum v'nyonim v'arisosum chas v'shalom. Whether they are being destroyed or repaired is through the act of a person's actions, through his neshama. And he goes on to say that rakafi inyan his orus memais adam lamata. Everything happens through an arousal of the person below, meaning that the person does some kind of activity or mitzvah, and this, you know, affects everything all the way above. And he goes on to say here that that David HaMelech says, Hashem tzilchol yad yiminecha, Hashem is your shadow on your right hand. Pshuta shel mikra, again, is really that Hashem follows you and shadows you. But he says, no, really what it's saying is that Hashem is a shadow to you, lahavdil, meaning just like when you move, your shadow moves, whatever you do reflects all the way back and affects all the olamos elyonim, and it's like a shadow of you. And he says, that's why Moshe said, that's why Kosh Baruch said to Moshe, when Moshe said, what is your name? What should I tell the Jewish people? Hashem said, Eya Asher Eya. Hashem said, I will be what I will be. And what kind of answer is that? I'll be what I will be. What kind of name is that? There's all kinds of pshatim. So the Nefesh HaChayim's pshat is that it's really, Hashem says, I will be what you make me, which is quite a powerful point. I'm a reflection of whatever you are. That's probably the pshat is, meaning just like sometimes the Torah, out of respect, changes the object of the sentence. So when it's referring to Hashem, let's say Hashem is saying that he wants to punish the Jews. It's called Sonei Anshel Yisrael. It's called the enemies of the Jews, even though it means the Jews. For covered, you sometimes change the object of the sentence. So really, it's Eyeh Asher Tiyeh. I will be what you are. That's really, it's not Eyeh Asher Eyeh. But anyway, I'll read it to you inside. He says here that Im ata bocha, hu bocha kenegdecha. If you cry, Hashem will cry. Im ata masachik, hu masachik b'cha. If you are laughing, he is laughing. Im ata mar lo ponim zomos, if you show him a bitter face, omis boros, or a happy countenance, afu nosen l'cha kach, he too will give that back to you. Avakosh baruch hu, Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is like your shadow. He goes on to quote a Zohar that basically says the same thing. The Zohar in Tetzava, Kuf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, says over there, I'ihu kaima b'atzivu, if he is in sadness, yavin le haidina b'kabli k'gav nada. And this goes back to him, and that's why it says, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Chedru d'nei nosha moshech l'gabe. When people are rejoicing, it gets brought up to Hashem. Chedva achro ilo. All these kinds of complicated Zoharitic mystical sayings, but basically the bottom line is a very powerful message, which is that if a person is happy, somehow or another that generates a joyous response lamaila, and then that comes back down to us. And he ends off with, that's what the kruvim are like. The kruvim, if you notice, are facing each other, and they're hugging each other, and this is like Hakadosh Baruch Hu to man, that, you know, if one person rejoices, the other person rejoices. If one person is unhappy, the other person is unhappy. That's a pretty powerful message about the effect, you know, the cosmic metaphysical effect of joy. Now, if you look in the Peleoids on Erech Achilu Shtia, on drinking and eating, over there he has some observations also about joy. And he says over there, Yesh, Sorach Godol v'chobos gavol mevad kol tatzdiki is a very important value and obligation for a person to try every which tactic kadei lavarach birkas hamazon besimcha in order to say birkas hamazon with joy. V'agedor agodol kadei lachavein, and why? What does it do? It creates kavanah. Remember what we saw earlier in Rabbeinu Bechaye, that the joy makes the kavana. Shivarach beinayim sgurus oyin avlamata v'liv lomala. You close your eyes, whatever etzah he has, and basically he's saying that if you do that, kasav achinuch mitzvah tof lamed shekabola yesha kol azar b'birkas amazon. Who's very careful in birkas amazon with nosa metzuyim do b'kavod kol yimei chayav. He will have his food brought to him with honor all his life, meaning he won't starve. And where is this? And how do you have the kavana? You have the kavana by being joyous in birkas amazon. I should add, by the way, it's very interesting. Some halachas have become codified based on conditions of the times. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, really. There are many, many poskim that hold that there's a chiyuv to bench alakos. Certainly when you have a zimun, there are many, many poskim that hold that you should bench alakos on a cup of wine when you have a zimun. And there are also opinions even not the zimun, even a person who's benching b'yechidus. And you know, in Shulchan Aruch, because wine was very expensive, and it was difficult for people. It seemed that the prevailing custom was not to treat bracha alakos as a chova. However, if you really look in Shulchan Aruch and you look at the poskim, you'll see that there's very, very strong indicators that at least with the zimun, one should be mevarach alakos. And what's that all about? You know, what does that do? You hold a cup of wine in your hands, and you're going to drink that wine afterwards, is to engender a sense of joy, to help the kavana in benching. And I think it's a very valuable thing that people overlook. Benching the kavana with joy brings great blessings. There's a promise that a person will have parnasa and kavod their whole life. And I think it's a great measure that one can do. And on a very practical psychological level, if you're holding a cup in your hands, a cup of wine that you're going to drink, you know, after benching, that helps you focus and it helps you feel joyous. And it's an inyan to share the kol shel bracha with people. There's a lot of good things that come from it. I urge you to reconsider your custom if you don't bench on a kol. In any case, if you look at the entry that the Pelayoitz has on Ava, he mentions also the idea of joy, and he says, "Kazos kazos achayitin alibo, a living person should take it to heart. V'yamik yarchiv machshavto machshavas taros, a person should think very pure thought. Achis live libo barishve shall have his avas abora, until his heart is burning with the coals of love for his creator." And he goes on to say, "V'nichtav od mizeh be'ezus Hashem be'erach simcha." I will talk about this more when I talk about joy. Ayin sham, look there, ki ava v'simcha davar echod hu. Love and joy are the same. Love and joy are the same. That's a very important principle. Love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and joy in the mitzvahs are the same thing according to the Pelayoitz. Right? So this is not just a nice Hasidish idea that you should, do mitzvahs with joy, or that you should be joyous. But in fact, we're talking about the proper kiyum of mitzvahs and the proper connection and the proper kavana, and everything is effectuated through simcha. Now, if you look at the Pelayoitz on the entry simcha, so what does he say? We know there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world, but for the reward of being joyous, one will get fruits in this world, and it's a great reward. One will acquire wisdom and wholeness. Sheikh Kain Gila Soder Rabbeinu HaRizal, the Rizal revealed the secret. Shemasha Zochel, Asogas Chacham on the floor, Asogas Ruach HaKodesh. How did the Ari himself be Zocha to wondrous wisdom, and even Ruach HaKodesh, HaKol Hoya, Bishul Shoya Samech, Simcha Rabba, Be'oskoi B'Torah Uvekiyumo Shum Mitzvah, because he would rejoice greatly when he was involved in Torah and doing a mitzvah, Yosemi Motzei Shelal Rav, more than finding a great treasure. Nimsa Sheschar Simcha Shel Mitzvah Mitzvah. One sees that the reward for the joy of a mitzvah is in and of itself a mitzvah. This is extremely powerful, my friends. What we see over here is that it's the key. That if one could maintain a state of joy, however that that can be achieved, that it creates a great arousal of joy up in Shemayim. It brings down brachas. It increases the kavana. There's really only good things that come from that. I'm bringing it back to the everyday in terms of lessons for addicts. I think that we understand that despair and depression constantly dogs all of us. That it's very challenging at times, and not to feel a terrible burden and terrible weight, a sense of hopelessness, and there are different ways to remedy that. Some could be just a conscious decision to be optimistic, to look at things in a positive way. That there's much to be said for the power of positive thinking. Sometimes we need to really work on whatever is depressing us and try to remedy it. Sometimes we need to understand on a deeper psychological level and be healed from traumas, pains, difficulties attaching and trusting and connecting with others, that deprives us of this joy. There are all kinds of reasons that can make it difficult to do, but the fact of the matter is that the mind frame of joy and positive attitude brings tremendous blessings and is a wonderful buffer against the challenges that we all experience as human beings. Hold on a second, I'm going to shut off the recording.